A federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, ruled today that Sami Alvarian should stand trial in March for criminal contempt. The ruling was a blow to the former USF professor, who was released on bail by Judge Leonie Brinkema back in September, after being incarcerated in numerous prisons and jails since his arrest in February 2003 on terrorism charges. Mel Underbakke is with the group Friends of Human Rights. She says she was one of nearly two dozen supporters of Alvarian from Tampa in the courtroom today, who were hoping that the judge would have dismissed the latest charges against him.
That's what we were wishing, that she would say that. But I guess, you know, I guess it's not too surprising that she ruled against him, because that's how rulings have usually gone with him. So he will be going to trial on March 9th up here for criminal contempt.
The judge said today that Alvarian's current case is not about terrorism. In fact, it's about Alvarian's refusal to testify on a completely separate case involving a think tank in Northern Virginia. Alvarian's attorneys today argued that he was being singled out unfairly and that federal prosecutors improperly drafted the paperwork compelling Alvarian's testimony in the first place. Leila Alvarian is a journalist and the daughter of Sami Alvarian.
He served his time, and as the plea agreement promised, he was supposed to have been, quote, expeditiously deported, meaning he was supposed to be deported as soon as possible, as soon as he finished serving his sentence. That's not what ended up happening. So there's a rogue prosecutor up here in Virginia by the name of Gordon Kronberg, who really was unhappy with the jury's verdict. He has no respect for the rule of law or for what a court concludes, and he really sought to punish my father by forcing him to testify in a completely unrelated case, and it became a catch-22. If my father was going to testify, the threshold for charging him with perjury was extremely low, and it would be very easy for him to be charged with perjury, so he would essentially face a new trial. And if he didn't testify, he would be charged with criminal contempt, which is where we find ourselves today.
Alvarian was originally arrested and charged with aiding the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, a group classified by the federal government as a terrorist group. But a jury in 2005 acquitted him on 8 charges and deadlocked in favor of him on the remaining 9 charges. Alvarian then later pled guilty on a single count to helping the PIJ with nonviolent activities. But as he was preparing to finish out his sentence, he was then held on civil contempt charges for refusing to testify in the Northern Virginia case and was charged with criminal contempt. Alvarian has been living at his daughter's home since being released on bail last September. But Leila Alvarian says the situation has been anything but normal.
You know, it's been very surreal to be reunited with him after so long. And it's been 5 very wonderful months just spending time with him, getting to know him in a way that's not behind glass or behind barriers, and really, you know, learning from him, benefiting from his guidance. So as far as that, we feel very fortunate. However, you know, it's still not an ideal situation. He's confined to my apartment. You know, he can't really live a normal life. And, you know, 3 years ago, a jury concluded that my father was not guilty and he should be able to resume his life as normal. But it really feels like this is just an endless nightmare for our whole family.